Today we talk Ja Rule's Fyre Festival, Jordan Edwards, police body cameras, T.I.'s message to critics, Trump's hard job, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
Yeah. I'm glad we're back with this because, you know, I was over the other one.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. You gonna freestyle?
No? Well, forget it. Then I can't. Wait, hey. I've been gone for...
Oh, man. Well, I thought it was an instrumental. What happened to the instrumental? Pull up the instrumental. It's a fire drill. Pull up the instrumental.
Fire drill.
My bad. I'll make it work next time.
Yeah. Can you pull up the instrumental real fast?
Yeah, of course. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like Chris anyway when I hear his voice. And the LBC, tell the niggas out of there, Mr. Warren G. Wait,
yeah,
that's the
wrong song, but it's the same song.
Hey.
Picture me rolling.
Man, yeah. I missed y'all. I ain't been here in 2 weeks. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Living, make love, and make love.
Look, man. It's been a minute.
Yes, it
has. While he's pulling up the instrumental so we can start the show off the way we always start the show off with a little bit of bars and all of that. How you been?
Man, I have been gone. I have been filming my own show over at All Def Digital.
Hey!
Hey, it has been a fantastic, long, incredible journey. And, you know, I just can't wait for everybody to tune in and see some of this tomfoolery. Because, you know, I don't have any sense. I mean, just every scene, I got a different drink, okay? That's just every episode. You know what I'm saying? In every scene in the episode, I have a different drink. We have a magician that came in and taught us magic. We had this very handsome trainer come in. I sexually harassed him. I hope we don't get sued. When I tell you, my sexual harassment game was I wouldn't do any of the exercises unless he touched me.
The sexual harassment game?
It's
my sexual harassment game was on point.
It was super on point. There's also an episode where they gave us Brazilian waxes live. Now, they had me grow my areas out for a full month.
Okay.
When I tell you, I've never had that hurt more than anything I've ever experienced in my life.
You've been branded.
No, my brand did not hurt as much. Brands are quick. You know what I'm saying? Brands are, you know, and they're quick. I have a plump area and there's a lot of it.
And in other words, she has a big coochie.
And so
and there's a lot of it.
And then
big coochie having
it. It is. Well, that's what my gynecologist.
Are you guys ready for the instrumental?
Always says
yeah,
it's
yeah,
plump.
Right when she wraps this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, talk about the plump. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she always grabs it and goes, it's plump. And so it's plump.
Okay, we
plump,
got the instrumental plump on. Then you hit some bars, go.
Okay, so here we go. Let it drop.
Yeah.
Drop. I got wax and it's plumped and it really, really hurt and it feels like it's itchy. I've been rolling in dirt. I want you to tune in so you see me scream. But you know, I got that silky clean thing. Hey.
All right. Yeah. Man, I'm back in the building. It's like camera action. Rocking in the building with my girl Nene Bus. I'm trying to get it so I rhyming in it. What's the fuss? Let me get my slow right, my flow right, my get it gone. Everything I'm saying, it don't matter because it don't rhyme at all. Yep. I'm in it on. I'm in it on a minute. I'm on a burger. I want my thing, but I want that thing. Animal style. Y'all listening to this? Like, these ain't bars. This dude going crazy, man. He going wild. Take a deep breath, slow it down. Let me find my track. Let me find my flow. I'm back in the building with Nene. You know, where is my man? I'm trying to tell you where's to run. I'm looking for him in the building because he's the bomb. Literally. He'll blow you up. He'll blow you up.
I'm trying to get him to shoot up my club real quick.
Oh, now that it's cleaned up.
Now that the floors have been mopped.
Cut the beat.
Cut the beat.
DJ D-Red, cut the beat. Wildin' Out Season 8. Matter of fact, let me tell you who I am. I'm Nate Jackson, at Mr. Nate Jackson on the internet. Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, all of that. I'm here with the beautiful, the Diva the Dime.
Hey, it is your girl, Kenesha Buss. Follow me at Kenesha is Comedy on everything. Make sure you tune in to All Def Digital, Sirius XM, Everybody Digital. You can find me wherever you look.
Let me tell you what's funny. My bars today were unconventionally trash.
Yes.
And in the middle of them, I looked over and Kenesha was like, wait, none of this rhymes. Hey, but you gotta have that confidence and just keep on firing them off.
Keep going.
Something gonna come to you. Be like, wait a minute. Okay, well.
The only reason why I did that because I'm usually like in rap battles, I'm fire. But for some reason, I fail every time we're on here.
You been here bombing.
So Misery loves company. So I'm like, yeah.
Well, we are best buddies today. Only thing that rhymed was something about Teron being a terrorist. It's terrible.
But we do have to talk about this before we jump into this story. I am sitting in the same outfit from last night. I literally, because you're not even really supposed to have white on camera, but this is all I have left. I went to the George Lopez Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Ah.
And it was phenomenal. My favorite hole, shout out to Snoop. They had, you get golf balls full of weed when you get to hole six.
How about that?
I never made it past hole six. How about that? And actually, the only hole I went to, I was inside.
Were you kicking golfing?
It with Sneaker Wars. Tearing it up with Sneaker Wars. I buy wine. There, my stuff.
Hey.
Spa Girl. These are all the liquors I have in my car now. Thank you. And so everybody came back. I was like, yo, hole six is going down. Cornell and all them was out there. Shout out to my new little homie who was going to be putting me in some movies. But nice. It was like me, Chris Spencer, Guy Toy, all the way. None of us left hole six. That's where we lived, was hole six.
Just kicking it.
And it went down. And they had the cigar bar. I got cigars and all that. I had a blast. And
I'm jealous.
Oh, my God. It was so live. And then you the gifting, so you get so much free stuff.
Why don't I know about this?
Because it was a, you know, I have teamed up with Sneaker Wars. And okay. It was their invite, and I was with them.
Sweet. You were there plus one.
Yes.
I'm going to get no plus one after
no,
that.
No, you get one plus one. So,
well, next year, since you put your foot in it this year.
Yes. And I had a blast and I got a lot of good work and movie deals out of it. And I just woke up hanging off the bed in the hotel like, oh, it's Tuesday. I got to get up. But we wore that mug out and George Lopez is amazing. And I got to meet Dio, which is one of my idols.
Sweet.
And chop it up with him. And so it was good.
He cool, ain't he?
Oh, he's cooler than polar bear fur.
Yeah, that worked.
I meant to say polar bear. Polar bear fur.
People knew.
And I'm like, wait, still tipsy. That's why I had to Uber here. I couldn't even drive. I was like, I've been having shots this morning. So.
Turn up. Well, yes. I got back from...
You was in Japan, London, Mexico, Tijuana, Fiji, with the Fijis.
I feel like Tijuana is in Mexico. Anyway, I did London. I did Japan.
Yeah.
Then I also, I did University of Maryland, Eastern Coast.
How was that?
Hood?
Ooh, my favorite.
Let me tell you something. So it's in Maryland, but it's like
Maryland's hood.
A Texas HBCU.
Yes.
I'm talking about lit.
Dang. I want to go.
I'm talking about raindrop and everybody drop top. Like, don't drop that. Like, duh, duh, duh. Like it was ridiculous. So, yeah. So
I would have been at the freshman dorms. You know how I do.
Man, it was wild. And so that and then London was really the truth. I like doing London. It was Ron G and I. We did London.
There's a lot of black people in London.
It's not. Oh, so many. Jamaicans.
Jamaican and African descent. Yeah. Right. Different history, but
right.
Same color.
Right. Which was very interesting. I had a conversation with this young lady. She was like, I said, well, what are you? She said, well, I live here in the UK, but I'm of, I'm Congolese. You know, I was like, oh, you're from the Congo. She was like, yeah. She's like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from... Louisiana?
The Middle Passage.
She's like, no, but where are your people from? I said, and that would be the problem.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I might be Congolese. I might be Nigerian. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Our history was put on a boat and thrown at the bottom of the ocean. So crazy conversation. And she just kind of looked off like, wow, that is crazy.
Nothing, which is crazy because this is the reason why I said there's so many black people in London. I met a young lady from the UK that was here at this food place I was at. And we pretty much talked about the same thing that we're talking about. And it blows you away because you're like, they have so much. She was like, we're so much more cultured and we understand where we're from and all that. And here it's like, okay, guys.
We're making our history now.
But we do have, I think black Americans have such a... We've come so far and we have such a beautiful, unique, our own history that we've recreated even from slang and everything else that's all we have
mm-hmm.
to identify with. But I love it. And the rest of the world loves it because everybody has adapted to what we do and what we have created.
We are our origin.
Yes, we are American culture. When people think of America, they think of black culture and what we have created. So.
Period.
Period.
And people be hating America right now, but be cool with black Americans.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, man, that guy Trump, huh? God, I hate America for that. But you're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, we're going to get into the first story. We just finished freestyling. We was rapping. So the first story is about rappers. My rap was bogus. So let's talk about something that a rapper did that was bogus.
Yes.
The Fire Festival.
Oh,
don't
man.
Know if you're up on it, but this was absolute shambles. Ja Rule and a couple of organizers and investors put together what was to be said was going to be the most massive historical music festival experience, a cultural moment created from a blend of music, art, and food called the Fire Festival. Partygoers paid up to $12,000 for a two-week concert and five-star accommodations and transportation on water, air, and ground. And when they arrived, they were met with Hunger Game-like attractions. The event looked like a FEMA camp.
Yes.
So we have a picture pulled up for
we
you.
We have a few pictures.
This is. I mean, it's literally... third world country.
They were promised these five-star cuisines and authentic food. They gave these fools
toast. Bare minimum. They look like they just sandwiches. Survived Katrina.
Yes.
And got put in a relocation tent camp.
Look at this.
Look. For $12,000, you can stay in a fabric igloo. So this is the trash area. The medic area was even worse. It was just like a small tent with just a red plus sign on it.
Well, a lot of the stuff wasn't even complete, so there was like 9 stacks of mattresses. They just had mattresses and dirt with no igloo around them. On top of that, they didn't have no security. It was like very limited security. They said it was wild prairie dogs running just around.
Wild animals.
Running around
It's like this festival popped off 3 months before they were really ready.
Yes.
Like, had they just had those last 3 months to really get everything ready, it'd be good.
And what makes it crazy, I don't know if you've seen the commercial for this, but the commercial was life. It had the water. And a lot of models and people are taking heat because a lot of the models were on boats and yachts and they come to the Fire Festival. So wherever they shot it was not, they did, you
they
know.
They weren't there.
It wasn't there.
They had Kylie Jenner marketing it.
And a lot of people, and now a lot of them are saying, well, we didn't know. We just did the marketing. We love the idea of it, but we don't want to be held responsible because it wasn't our event, what we were told. A lot of the music acts pulled out. Blink 182 was like, yeah, we can't even do this. They issued an
they
apology.
They said, we don't have what we need to perform.
Yeah.
The Migos, they didn't go.
No, they didn't go. There were supposed to be so many.
I saw a picture of the guy Wilson.
Yes.
Tom, was it Tom Hanks?
Yes.
He's all with his full beard, starvation mode, lost on a deserted island, and he's screaming, not for help, but he's screaming, when are the Migos coming on?
Social media had a field day with this. Some of my favorite memes.
Look at that. Those are mattresses and blankets laying out in the open.
That's it. That's all they have. What happened if it rains? It's a wrap.
It's not going to rain, but.
No. But, you know, this would be one of those places where you go, you know it's not going to rain, right? And then the rain would come.
Right.
Not only that, so people tried to leave and evacuate, like, we're not staying here. But then they were stuck. They were stranded on the island. There was no way to get them off. A lot of them were held up. Somebody said that they had them chained in at a certain part of the airport and wouldn't let them out. They had them sitting on tarmacs for 9 to 10 hours, then making them get off the plane.
That's the part I don't understand. Like, let the people leave. They weren't in, like, the main part of the Bahamas. Like, this whole thing was to be in isolation, almost desolate, and then have this phenomenal invite-only experience.
Yeah, well, $12,000 invite
experience. Right, well, so one of the event promoters, along with Ja Rule, because Ja Rule is just a minority person in the group that put together, but one of them was a gentleman who runs these academies and social clubs for millennials who are very well off.
Yeah.
So like millionaire millennials, billionaire millennials, this is who they kick it with since they can't just kick it with the 99%. And so he helped put this together. But unfortunately, planning was trash. And
well, I love some of the memes because they were like, so
it went down.
You want me to feel sorry for millennials that are stuck and living like refugees, the same ones they refuse to let in the country. It shows the millennials, right? You want me to feel sorry for your problems because your $12,000 concert didn't go well. Like, a lot of people actually didn't even feel sorry for them. They thought it was funny. They thought that's what they get. And it's like, you're millionaires. Who cares? Like, they didn't care about their feelings. And I was like, it's a cold world we're living in. And look at these mattresses.
That's one of the things you get back from, and you just are like, remember when we went to the Fire Festival?
Yes. And you have to make I would have just made a good time out of it. But you know what?
Said that. I saw somebody doing an interview, and they're like, we don't know what's going on. We're just out here hammered on the beach, bro. We're just hammered.
And I think 12,000
down.
Just be hammered, which is not a lot to them. But one thing I do think about people that don't have as much money is when you're so used to these 5-star accommodations and you're so used to everything going your way, when little things like this, I mean, this is huge. It's major.
Massive.
So like it causes you to just be crazy. But I feel like when you don't have a lot and you're a middle level person, something like this, you'd be like, I'm not about to waste the money I spent to be.
Right.
We going to turn this out. Get me. I would have got the homies on stage.
I'm getting my money back.
Oh, they're getting sued for $100,000
well
right now. They're being sued for $100 million at this point.
$100 million
they're being sued for.
That sounds about right, because if each person paid between $6,000 and $12,000 and they had all those patrons, then, you know, that's just what it is.
Did you see the food, though? And Chef Ramsay, he retweeted it, called it a scamwich.
So it was literally toast with cold slices of cheese on it and, like, two raspberries.
Oh, you would have been crying, too, because they had a concierge desk.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the picture. I don't know if they had. There's a concierge desk, and it literally is, like, 5 pieces of wood, and it's a sign that says concierge. And it's just, like, it's just 5 pieces of wood. It's a stand.
I'll be so mad.
And that is the check-in desk.
I've been to my share of, like, just, you know, just a meat and potatoes type of concert.
Yeah.
But this is some different stuff.
Yes.
This is worse than Burning Man.
Oh, yes. This is like...
And
this
Burning Man is literally like, just get here however you get here. This was get here however you get here,
yes.
And you're not leaving.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So Ja Rule is under major heat. I don't know who would put that much trust in somebody who hasn't had a successful song in so long.
Oh, look at the concierge. Look at this.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's the concierge desk. That is it right there.
There's
a few pieces of
concierge wood. Desk on the screen right now. Look at this.
Look at when you look at that.
There you go.
That's it. When you go to sign in, this is where you it ain't no room keys.
It's like somebody they had stuff lightly organized. I mean, they have signs and they have signage. They were ready for it. They were almost ready for it.
They didn't even have security. They didn't have no staffing. But they were just there. That's it. I want to know where the bar is at, though. I would have been
when
like, I know
in
this.
In an isolated enough place, you don't need a bunch of... It's like, everyone who's here is here for this.
Yeah. That's true.
Period. What do you need a fence for? You are here.
That's true.
We're on a small island.
Filled with dogs rummaging through our...
I would have been like you, though, too. It would have been all about the drinks. Like, this would have been a bad situation where I would have had to get my group of friends and make a whole different kind of experience, because this is trash right here.
Yeah. I just want to know what the bars look like.
$12,000 per person.
If that's the concierge, what kind of drinks are included? Like, that's all I would have wanted
to know. They just have a stretcher, and you lay on it, and they pour drinks in your mouth.
Yes. I want a vodka IV. Like, if I'm here for the... I would have been there the full 2 weeks?
I think it was 2 weeks. Yeah, it was supposed to be a 10-day experience.
Yep. I went, and people just start leaving immediately, too. Some people stayed and turned up, but this right here, this is everything to me. I love it. I don't care. It's the funniest thing in the world to me.
I think it's incredible. All right, so we're gonna bump along to story number 2. T.I.
Yes.
A.K.A. Clifford Tip Harris has been met with major controversy since he announced his divorce from Tiny Harris. Fans in an uproar because T.I. claimed that his marriage was a distraction. He recently took to social media with a message for everyone saying, I didn't ask you to get married, so I'm not going to ask y'all if it's okay for me to get a divorce. First and foremost, I've met Tip on several occasions.
Bye-bye.
And every time he has presented himself as a gentleman,
yes.
A scholar,
yes.
And someone who is worth of your respect.
And very family motivated. That's
family
a big
motivated.
Key here.
But he's hard, though.
Yes, he
like
is.
It's not a, all these characteristics don't go along with a soft shell. Like
no.
He hard. He's done the bids. He's
yes.
come up out the part of the A to that west side where it gets real.
Yes.
And so yeah, people need to mind their business. Just step back. And I mean, we're gonna talk about it here on the show. But in general, like as far as the slander goes and running Tip name through the mud and all that, I'm not with that. Not on this one.
No, I'm not with it at all, but I feel like I wouldn't have had an issue because we don't know what people's marital situations are, but to come out and be such a family man, and he really blew up off his family show and being a husband, because I was an okay fan of the music, but what made me a fan of him was his family show
right.
and watching him be a husband and watching him be a father, and I feel like he was such a positive
well,
influence.
No, here's the thing. You're pairing a lot of things together that he's not separating out here. He's still going to be a father.
Oh, no. I'm not. You didn't let me finish. I didn't say that. You didn't let me finish.
You said a father and a husband.
Yeah, because you didn't let me finish what I was saying.
I just wanted to let you know.
That I know he's fantastic, but I'm telling you why people are feeling this type of way.
Yes.
So that imagery that you have put out in the black family that we love you so much to come out and say being married is a distraction is what I had a problem with. There's no, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you need to get divorced and all that, that's not my business. But to come out and say when you're a very successful man with a very successful woman, you guys have built this empire to go, oh, well, it's a distraction. Now I felt like it just was a slap in the face to the black family and to marriage, and I feel like he's promoted so much positivity about being married and being a husband and family that just kind of backlashed everything he's been saying to us for the last 10 years.
I don't think so. This is what I think. I think getting a divorce from your wife and mother of some children just takes her out of the bed in this picture. Look at the picture. It's him laying on the bed with a full family. That just gets her out the bed. That don't mean he's not still a good father.
But he's going to be an amazing father. That's not what I'm saying.
You saw it already. But my thing is this. You have priorities in life, right?
Yes.
God, family, career. Sometimes the orders are different. And what he's saying is, my wife has made it difficult for me to run my career.
No, he said it's a distraction. I don't necessarily know if that's difficult.
Difficult?
Because she's has it difficult because she's raising 30 kids and only 2 of them are hers. So she's a counterpart. I just don't
30
like the
kids?
Fact, yes. I just don't like
no,
the,
no,
yeah,
no, no.
No, it's actually probably
how
31.
Many kids is
31 because they just had a baby.
How many kids is
okay,
it?
Okay, 31.
You gonna stick with that?
I'm thinking
you're
31 flavors
with
of them kids. Yes, it is, because he has a bunch of kids with her. Not only
so
that,
T.
if you
I.
felt
Baskin
like
Robbins.
Yes, if you yes, she, he is. He is T.I. Baskin Robbins. And if you felt like she was a distraction, she definitely must have been a distraction 18 months ago before you had that baby, before you had her have another baby.
Yeah, but you can't get involved in this situation and explain why they're having kids. Women, she got pregnant.
I'm just saying.
How
I
do you know Tiny wasn't supposed to have had her tubes tied or supposed to have been on some pills?
She could have.
And then went and had that baby like, kill, I won't have one more baby, kill. Chill, I just want to do one more baby.
She did want a little girl, and she got one.
Chill, I just want to have the one.
And he don't care. He'll have 100 more kids if he can. He's a phenomenal father, and I'm not.
Multi-millionaire. Every kid is already taken care of. Their kids are taken care of. They're not going to have no problems.
They're
so what's Tiny doing? What is Tiny doing that a gentleman and a scholar such as T.I., who we have seen with proof that he's a phenomenal family man, a good husband, and a great father, is now calling her relations with him a distraction
to
what he's trying to do? I just want to know, what is it that we don't see? It's something.
It's got to be something.
Chill. I don't want to not chill.
Well, he didn't start tripping until that video came out with her dancing with, what's the boxer buddy name? So let's keep it 1,000.
Floyd Mayweather?
Yes.
I mean, you seen T.I. run up on him?
Yeah.
So T.I. he literally got a hand
but
on Floyd.
And then there's the alleged relationship between T.I. and Bernice Bridges, who is absolutely gorgeous, and she keeps saying...
Yeah, but their relationship supposedly was open, and that's why Tiny had supposedly had... had relationships with Floyd Mayweather.
Chill, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be with Floyd for the day, you know what I'm saying, fam?
Man, I respect it to the point that, like, I'm almost uncomfortable talking about the story. And I run a career based on anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not in disagreement.
Something happened.
I'm not in disagreement. All I'm saying is I would have preferred, and I can see why people are upset. I'm saying I see from that point of view for you to say that being married is a distraction.
What is she doing that it's a distraction?
Being married.
If your wife is supposed to be your backbone and have your back and be your rib and be there and hold
exactly.
you down, what is she doing that is contrary to the role that she's been playing all these other years.
She don't. That's
we watch them with cameras fully in their house.
And she does everything.
Truman
she don't got time
style.
To be on his damn nerve.
Yeah, but you don't know what's TV and what's not. She may have just gotten it together to do this. She also got her eyes cut open and put in some gray contacts inside her pupils.
I know. I seen that.
Where was the
but
kid's
I'm
man?
Tip, I'm going to get some white people eyeballs. Tip, I want the world to see me different, and I want to see the world different. I'm going to be Storm from X-Men. Tip, I'm an X-Men. Skin cold, Tip, I'm making a storm. Tip, it's a storm in my panties, Tip.
You are...
Guys, Shawty, I got to go, man. I got to go be on VH1 Hip Hop Square, Shawty.
No, and I feel like that. I don't care. I just feel that's the only problem that I have with it. But he's right. Nobody asked, you know, he didn't ask y'all to get married. He didn't ask y'all to get divorced.
He's so educated.
Yeah, oh, I love him.
He's so well-versed.
Yes, he is.
That for him to say this, don't get any of it twisted. The words are chosen and spoken extremely carefully. For him to say marriage is a distraction to what I'm trying to accomplish and the mark I'm trying to leave on the world, something went wrong at home, and I don't see it being filled by him. He didn't say fatherhood is a distraction. He said marriage is. His beef is with Tiny. Them kids are still good. He was just on He was just on Instagram with a viral video 2-3 days ago holding his baby, and the baby,
oh, well, them
the
guys baby are still in, friends.
The baby was in the car, in the little baby car. He was coming up. Hey, baby, you under arrest. And the baby would pull off. He's like, excuse me, ma'am. You didn't hear me say I need your license registered?
Yeah,
and the baby
seen
would pull
that.
Off the other
yes.
one. It was adorable.
It is. And him and Tiny, they got videos of them
Tip,
guys out there
still. Stop filming that baby, Tip. I want to be on camera too, Tip.
No, they're still friends. I've seen them do some stuff. They're still friends. Even somebody was like, she's going to take. She was like, you're going to. Somebody had just put on Instagram and was like, oh, well, she's going to take half of that. Da-da-da-da. And he went on there and was like, and she deserves it.
I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a great dude. I agree with you,
but I'm just saying, to be such a fixture in Black family, which he is, we love them yeah. as a family, to say marriage is a distraction, for me, I just felt like it put a negative undertone to marriage.
Yeah, but
he,
you
I think
can't apply
done.
A T.I. and Tiny type relationship that is entertainment and has been at the forefront of entertainment and has allowed cameras in the house to catch 48/7
yeah.
24/7 footage of them and how they interact and all of this. And with the court stuff and the legal dealings, and you, that's not normal. So when you try to apply that to the normal family mode of other American Black families, that's not even fair. He didn't ask you to be a role model for your family. If you ended up saying, yo, we want to have a lot of kids and we want to be strong like T.I. and Tiny, fine. If you looked up to that, fine. But no, he never said,
Bill
Cosby said, this is a Black family. We are role models. Yeah. It will be done a certain way. We know you look and we want you to look. This is how the Black household should look. That's not what T.I. said. T.I. said, y'all want to come in? Just come on in.
Tip, I just want to be on camera with him. I got to get my toes down on camera, Tip.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Somehow. But she's actually really, she's a sweetheart. I met Tiny. Yeah. Tiny was real cool. Tip, like I said, man, that's
we ain't even
cool like that. And I want to be like, man, that's my dog.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we at. He's showed love to other comics. He's helped change other people's lives and careers.
Oh, he's a solid person. I love him as a Black activist. Yes. I think I'm agreeing with all these. And we're not in degreeants. I'm just saying I can see why
what
people would be upset.
That whole golf tournament is still on you. We're not in degreeants. That's our word for the day, guys. Degreeants.
Is that in the dictionary?
It is, but you got to go to the back and turn it upside down. Degreeants. That's a new fragrance, actually.
Yeah.
It's half deodorant, half fragrance. Degreeants. All right, so we'll move on to the next story. Yes. The main point of this is to say, just be careful what you say, man, because people are listening and all that, and I just don't want to see T.I. That's a good dude.
Oh, he's a fantastic
dude. You know what I'm saying? And if you feel like he's letting you down, the examples that you felt like he was already setting, I don't know if he ever asked to be that. He even says it on here. I ain't asked y'all to get married. Yep. No, I asked you to get divorced. Y'all mind y'all business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Rubber band man. Wow, it's the Taliban.
Yeah. And frankly, his music is so good. If she's distracting that, she's going to have to get up out the way. I need that next T.I. album. I need that next T.I. I need that next Tip album to drop. Kendrick is holding it down for music. J. Cole's holding it down for music. Tip never let us down. He got to drop that next album. And if he can't get to the studio because Tip, I don't want it. Yeah, so got to go.
Oh, how can this be distracting? Okay. And you know her, they're coming back out. Their group is getting back together.
That's a distraction.
Is that it? Hey, because you know she was the first star. Come on.
Tip. Hey. Tip, let's just kick it, Tip. Let girl three.
Kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
Take them off.
Party on down to the T.I.B.
T.I.
Hey. Every woman needs a husband.
Cut the beat.
Not gonna leave him out in the cold.
Oh, you gonna flip it? That's the remix. It's dope like that.
Oh, man.
Just know. Listen, leave it in the comments below what you think. One, is it our business? Two, has that been an example for you of Black love? And three, you think she's really gonna get half? You think he's gonna give her half? Or he was just saying that on social media? Because alimony is a part of what she asked for.
Yeah.
Moving on to story number three. Beloved Rough Rider and rap legend DMX has checked himself into rehab.
Yes.
Try to make me go to rehab and I say, how about that?
Where my psychiatrist at?
Where my doctor's at? What you think, Nene? What's your 2 cents?
Okay, I've always loved DMX. I feel like he's been on such an emotional and spiritual journey. I feel
always
like
has.
He always has been. He's been, there have even been concerts where he has just cried and breakdown. He's always
he's
been
the only
so
person
open.
That put God and the devil on his album yeah. and had them talking to each other.
Yeah, they're collaborating. Well, yeah. I mean, they used to be homies. Maybe he's trying to reconcile.
Some.
You know, like, look, I know you want to come back.
He
to
took
heaven.
A headshot with a cigarette over his ear.
Yeah. Yes.
Are y'all looking at this?
With a dog chain on.
In a day and age when everybody's like, truth, don't smoke. It's killing you inside. He was like, man, give me the square.
Yeah, what's that, a Marlboro 100?
That's a Newport.
No, that's a Newport, huh?
I know Newport when I see one.
I seen somebody say, why you hit the bottom of the box? To wake up the cancer?
To pack the tobacco down so you get a stronger pull. Not that I smoke. Anyway, so I saw I don't know the name of the show, but it was another one of the reality shows, and basically his son had called him in and was saying, I need you to choose weed or me. And he was like, what? Just love me for who I am. And he walked out of the intervention. And the son was just crying and everything.
Weed? I was waiting for something.
First of all, he's not in rehab for weed. Don't nobody got a problem with the weed.
Ain't no
or
weed
the
habs,
over
okay?
Yeah.
That's not it at all.
No, this is that powder.
Yeah. Which is, but you know what? He's always so open and always so willing to let people go on his journey. And I feel like situations like this, sometimes when people look up to people, because people do, it may encourage somebody to get help as well. That's why I love those. It encourages somebody to get help. It's somebody that you look up to. You're not fighting it alone. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. Like, you know what? I'm going to go get some help. Because especially in our community, getting help is kind of looked down upon. You know what I'm saying? Seeing psychiatrists, seeing doctors.
You so weak you need help, bro? Yeah. You can't just stop on your own. Everybody want to cold turkey everything. Sometimes you need some help.
You do need some help. And I love that. And they're asking for everybody to send prayers and saying all these things. But I think he is a phenomenal artist. I think he's an amazing man. And I feel like he's been battling with a lot of demons his whole life. But he's always let us see that. And that's what I love about him. And he wild as hell. Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here? That's my jam. Okay?
Right. So I hosted a concert that he performed on. And he absolutely tore the roof off.
Oh, yeah.
And this was in the midst of, this is actually the episode where his son was trying to,
oh, Ayana fixed my life.
Yeah, and Ayana be messing people up worse.
Yep.
So,
listen.
People be.
Listen to the sounds.
Tip, we should go on that Element Man show, see if we could just get some distractions taken out of that relationship.
I hosted a concert in Tacoma, Washington, at Tacoma Dome, and DMX was on the show, absolutely like stole the show.
Yeah, of course.
And there was other more relevant, I guess you could say, more relevant artists on the show. And he basically, once he took his shirt off, it was like a whole, he crowd surfed. He was out standing on the speakers. He was standing on security's shoulders while they held his feet, and he rapped whole. It was crazy.
You know what? It's that true artistry, too. And you know, he also has so much content and substance.
He gives it all.
So his soul is in the music. He's not just out there, blah, blah, blah. Because they might have been relevant, but a lot of these relevant people are trash. And I don't care what anybody said. There's so much truth of who he is and not just rapping about anything. Because a lot of these rappers rap about stuff they've never lived, never been through, the new ones. And just superficial things. He has so much heart and soul to which so many people have experienced, and you just feel it. He pulls you out of you.
Right.
And that's what makes him freaking incredible.
Yep.
I'll slap anybody over DMX. He also make you want to rough people up. I'm not lying, because I'm getting turned. Like, if
right
somebody
now,
go left, say one more thing about Tip marriage. No,
right.
Tip, I don't want nobody put no hand on me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I love me some DMX.
DMX,
okay?
That's exactly what he did. He took his shirt off and he got the sweating and he's a showman to where his show has ebbs and flows in it. Like, he knows how to build the crowd up to just have them going nuts and where my dog's at, to bring it back down. Like, let me just talk to y'all for a minute.
Right before you explode, I'm gonna bring you down.
He brings you right down before you slap your mama, and then tells you about life, God, and the Holy Trinity, and how it should play a role in your life, and leave drugs alone, and then right after that, so now somebody pass me the blunt, and goes right back up to the top again. So awesome, awesome show. Showman, phenomenal artist. I hope this rehab, whatever he's checking in, he's checked himself in.
Yes.
Which is different than other people pressuring you and taking you in an intervention style. I hope this, whatever he's looking for from it, I hope he gets it.
First of all, I know that little rehab house is about to be turned. Could you imagine being in rehab and you see people that you love walk in like, yo, get on the mom, DMX is here. I ain't never getting off drugs till he do. Like, I'm staying the entire time he there. I could have been my last day in. I'm rechecking in if I see.
I got to go through the whole cycle again.
Oh, X is here? I'll be on the porch with crack. Like, I need to stay. I got to stay. Like, y'all ain't just going
to
leave me.
It's got to be difficult to be one of the employees at one of these rehab centers.
Oh,
where, like,
God,
when the celebrities come, like, who gonna tell
the
DMX no?
Rehab?
You gonna tell DMX he can't have a little hit?
Yeah, come on. I'm in there.
That's a cold
it in.
Look, you
right.
Got you keister in it. I wish for my new baby. We gonna get him off that dope, but he gonna be on me after
I'm
this.
I'm changing my whole night shift just so we could cuddle at night and I can talk with him. Like, why her shift always changing depending on who here?
All right, next time we're gonna jump into the next story. DMX checked himself into rehab. Hope that works out. Right?
Right.
Bet. Story number four. As if we didn't already know the job was too big for this fool, Donald Trump has now gotten honest about it. Quote, I thought the job would be easier. End quote. He misses his old life and freedom he had outside the White House security. He used to be able to drive and he no longer can drive. And the job is just more painstaking and taking time and higher stress than he thought it was in the first place.
Are you surprised by this?
I'm like, why don't you take your whole ass up out the White House and go back to running your businesses and scamming people out of college education? You don't need to be running the country. Now, I understand you made a deal. You signed your soul over to the Russians, and they won an election for you. But now it's gotten thick.
We're shooting off missiles.
We're shooting off missiles. We launching missiles that we've had tucked away for a long time.
Not one or two. 80 of these motherfuckers.
80. We launched off the Moab. I mean, just take your ugly ass back to New York.
You can quit, okay? It ain't a job in the world. You can quit.
You can impeach yourself. Nobody is going to judge you. We will say he gave it a good shot. The swamp was too much for him. And he had to get up out of there. It's just too much. The learning curve is just too much. It's one thing to stand outside of politics and say, we need somebody who's not a politician to go in there and shake things up. It's another thing to bring somebody who is a complete novice and dunce. He's doing things like inviting known murderers to the White House for meetings.
Yeah.
The Filipino president. The president of the Philippines is at the White House, I think last night or yesterday or today, currently. And he's a known murderer.
Well, don't even get me started on that, because what he's trying to do is revive his country. And he's killing off all these major drug dealers and the people that have feared for their lives in these countries. So he has been cleaning up his country. And a lot of his people are rolling with him. So I don't know. And they told them to mind their business. These Americans over here killing folk and doing all type of stuff and shooting their people in the street. Don't be worried about what I'm
right,
up over here
our
doing.
Country's policy isn't to have known murderers and people who are committing genocide into the White House for me.
I don't necessarily know if that is genocide, killing off all the drug dealers. It is. But it's a drug dealer genocide.
Yes. That's if that's what you're going to call it. But then you got to say, like, well, how strict, what's the penalty? Everything related to drugs is death. What about your legal system?
Yeah. Well,
and then America, we have a certain way we conduct our business. And that's entirely different than what's going on over there.
Well,
A drug crime is not the death penalty on site.
Listen, being black is a death penalty on site right now.
Okay,
so anyway,
but we do believe in having, you know, everybody has their day in court.
Yeah,
and that president doesn't. That president's like, line them up.
Well, you're saying that, but his whole cabinet and everybody else that he has with him is all Aryan Nation, white supremacy.
Trump?
Oh yeah, Trump elected everybody.
I am telling you, I agree with it being preposterous, but I'm just saying every day it's something.
Well, it is.
Understand this: if Obama or any of the other 43 presidents had done something like this and brought a known murderer and stuff like this to the White House, this actually ends up being a nail that sticks out far enough to actually draw a lot of attention. He's done so much wild stuff
that nobody
that it's just like this week
with
on Trump messing up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yes.
I mean, between Breitbart being in the White House and he recently talked about Andrew Jackson as if he was a positive figure in our history, a great martyr, and one of the presidents that he should be modeling himself after, saying he's most similar to Andrew Jackson, and his campaign was parallel to how Andrew Jackson was. Meanwhile, Andrew Jackson owned 150 slaves before he was a president of the United States. 150 slaves, men, women, children. He was a slave owner, and Trump is on tape on a serious satellite interview, and he's talking about Andrew Jackson had a big heart. He was a swashbuckler. Andrew Jackson was a swashbuckler. He had a big heart. His wife was sick. The people of Tennessee love Andrew Jackson. They just love him. They say my campaign was like his. Had a big heart. Great guy.
You know,
same person who didn't know Clarence
Trump is optimistic. You can say anything negative to him, he'll flip it to
this
something
fool,
good.
But it's ridiculous. Frederick Douglass is a name that I hear coming up a lot lately, and he's doing a lot of good things in his community. Frederick Douglass?
Is...
I'll beat your ass. The disrespect. It's like, who educated him? Like, what is being taught in the private schools that they are talking about Andrew Jackson as if he is the winner of the situation? He's the person who was right back then, when really you should be learning about Lincoln.
Yes.
That's what the 99%ers are learning about in public school. Abraham Lincoln. We learn about the abolishment of slavery.
But listen who he is right now. Do you think he even really paid attention in school? There's a point where you could just slide.
This is the thing. I do think Trump is intelligent. I do think he has learned in school. But the issue is, what was he taught? What was the information he had? Because the things that he's on tape saying are things that he's being spoon-fed from people like Breitbart, from Steve Bannon, and like from Putin.
Yeah.
The things he's saying, it's like, who educated you? And can you please get a formal education on America as is now? Please. Learn about abortion. Learn about what pro-choice means. Learn about Brown versus border education. Learn about, like, there's so much stuff he's unversed in.
I don't think it's necessarily unversed in. I think he sees all those things and they're not really the issues at hand there. What are the money-making capabilities of this? Yes, it is.
No, he's been lied to. Somebody, listen, his close confidants, the people who are giving him information, it's trash. He was told by somebody that Korea used to be a part of China. Both parts, North and South. So he goes on tape and he says, he's like, it's amazing. Korea actually, you know what's really crazy? Huge, huge. Found this out. Korea used to be a part of China back in the day. Korea's never been a part of China. So the Korean president is like, yo.
What are you talking about?
Like, what do you mean? And they actually have tensions in regards to that because if China wants to expand, it would consume the Koreas. It would consume other countries around there. So they're saying, yo, hold on. We were never a part of them. We've always defended our lines, our territories with, you know, tooth and nail. So if you can say something like that, just nonchalantly, just...
You know, Japan and Hawaii used to be together, right?
Right. Frederick Douglass is just, you know what I'm saying? Frederick Douglass, hey, man, he's doing his thing in Detroit right now.
I just met
with him yesterday. Exactly. Look, to not know and to just steady be saying stuff. And it's getting to the point now where he's shutting down. So... I'm very frustrated with him, and it's starting to get, it's in me to the point that it's entered into my sets. It's in my sets now. Like, I'm talking about Donald Trump. F it. So, for him to say he thought the job would be easier is just like, come on, fam.
I don't know what he thought he was really going to be doing.
He hasn't even, but this is what's crazy.
But he looked scooped after the debriefing. When he first had that debriefing with Obama, that like what the second day or whatever, the look of stress on his face after that, like on those pictures, you can tell he had just been bombarded and overwhelmed with information he wasn't even ready for.
And it's like it's basically like you walk into college for the first day and the teacher's like, we're gonna do a test on the information I emailed out 3 weeks ago, and you're like, what? I didn't get the email. And the whole test looks crazy to you. You're recognizing country names and not knowing things, and you don't know
it
stuff.
It ain't even
you
multiple been choice.
Seriously, I just need to call Putin and get an idea of what I'm supposed to do here.
He's one of the, it's not even multiple choice where you could guess. He got them essay questions, and he's just trying to BS through. Like, all right, if I'm going to say this, take something I know, mix it in, pull some from other.
Because while he was on his campaign, it was okay to say, I'm going to surround myself with some of the smartest, wisest, toughest people who know these things. And then with that panel of information, we'll run the country as best as possible. But all of the things and the decisions that are coming down the line, ain't nobody asking no panel of people. Trump, what do you think? And he can't say, give me a minute. I need to talk to my people.
Yeah.
That's not working anymore.
Yeah.
So
we can't do this last story in 5 minutes, so we're going to have to table it.
All right, fine. We'll talk about it next week. But just know, so story number five, we have run out of time based on the format of this show, but all jokes aside, there's been another police killing. Right outside of Dallas, the young man, Jordan Edwards, 15-year-old straight-A student athlete, and actually outstanding athlete, star. One of his teammates said he was good enough to go to the NFL. Straight-A's, so that's scholarships, college, great kid. Left a mark on all the students he was around. His family loves him, raised by mom, dad, both. He's been shot in the head on his way, leaving a party. That there was an altercation that nobody says is really, really documented. He was shot through the passenger side window, through the forehead, by a cop.
Who let off multiple rounds.
Three
into
shots.
Into a car.
Who has now changed his story. First, he said that the car was backing up towards him aggressively as if to say he was defending himself. And now we've seen somebody, his boss has seen some body camera footage. And based on what he saw on the footage, says the footage and the story that he said is not in line with the virtues of our department.
Not at all.
So, do some research. Google the name Jordan Edwards. Get familiar with this young man because It's very sad. We don't have the time to give it that we should, that it deserves. But just know that this is different than the other times that the family has requested no rioting. The family has requested no violent response to this. They just want justice via the officer being arrested, detained, fired, and put in prison.
Yes.
That's not what's going to happen, but that's what they want. So
we shall see. And we definitely, there's a lot to go into this story. So we definitely will be talking about
it. We can talk about this story in the comments, which sounds a little bit demeaning, but it's not. We're actually going to check the comments. We will interact with you. We want to see what's your two cents. How do you feel about the Jordan Edwards thing? Do you think the cops are in the right, the wrong? Do you think the family is right for asking people to not react a certain way? Or do you think, like, what is your two cents? Where, how does it hit you? Like, another one? Are you callous to it yet? Do these still hurt? What are we going to do? Do you have any suggestions for how we can clean this up and get police brutality and the murderings that they're doing of our citizens under control? How do you feel about this gun violence? What are we going to do? Leave it in the comments below. I'm at Mr. Nate Jackson. Please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Vine if you still got it, or I'll beat you. I also got some videos over on YouTube. Make sure you tune in and watch that. This is the Diva the Dime, my co-host today.
Hey, Kenesha Busta Bus. Find me as Kenesha is Comedy on all social media outlets. Tune in to All Def Digital, Everybody Digital, Sirius XM, and look out for Kenesha versus John C. I have my own show coming soon.
Y'all be blessed. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming. At King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.